Fredericks, the number wonder down under for socks, and has been for 20 years.
How awesome is this? Did you hear this story on what a great story for a down on their luck Australian family gone for a Mother's Day walk on the weekend, hit pay dirt when they stumbled on a 20-ounce gold nugget. That's amazing. Obviously, are you shocked by that, Feb, or do you wish it was you?
No, I had some prep and I've left it at home for this story.
What was it?
Oh, well, I went to the grade 3 St. Mary's school camp with Lenny.
Yeah.
As a helper because I didn't have a job. And so I was one of the parents who could go. Anyway, we went panning for gold and none of the kids could find any gold because they panned for it. So I went to the shop and brought Lenny like this big, like got all these gold flakes. And she's like, I found some. Hey. And I've still got it at home.
It's like, you know, that's pretend.
No, it's real. What do you mean?
No, they put fake gold.
For Fiona.
In Sovereign Hill.
It's not fake.
It's pretend gold.
No, it's not. Are you serious?
Are you for real? They put it in there so kids find it.
It's not fake. It's real gold.
I think it's fake gold.
No.
How much did it cost?
Let's get your gold in here.
$8?
No, it was like 20 bucks.
Well, look, back to this family. So they're going for a walk around the Bendigo and they found this nugget and obviously an old gold rush town back in the 1800s.
Yeah. Labrador drop
gone and got it assessed, and the nugget is confirmed gold, and it weighs more than 20 ounces. What's that in grams? 624 grams. Anyway, they've been told it could be worth more than $35,000.
What are the odds?
What? I mean, see, I, you know, back in colonial days, not BC, colonial days, I imagine if you said 13, 10, 60. Call now if you found a nugget.
They'd be like, what are you talking about? We don't have phones.
But we could face meltdown because pretty common. In 2019, I think this falls into the category, Byron, do you have the opener already?
Oh, I think you're absolutely right.
One question.
Are you in labour right now?
Are you a billionaire?
Did three sisters marry three brothers?
Are you Amish?
Do you have a panic room?
Have you been abducted by aliens?
Have you married an object?
Have you died?
All we need is one caller.
We got one!
I think I know the question you're about to ask, but this is narrow.
Well, yeah, this is 13, 10, 60. Have you found gold?
Well, I did at Sovereign Hill.
Again, I think it's plastic. I will not accept your...
I was going to bring it in. I said to Lenny, can you please go up and get it? And I've left it on the bloody table.
We only need one caller. This is so unusual for 2019.
Have you found gold?
The number?
Like this family, just stumbling through the outskirts of Bendigo, found
There's
a nugget.
Of people that actually do this as a profession. They go around and try to find gold and
now?
They dig for it. Yeah, what? Still now.
Now?
Yeah.
Have you not heard of metal detectors, Byron?
Well, and I would go now, if I was one of these dudes that wanted to find some gold, I'd go to that place now.
Where it's, they were.
Because where there's one... Fief,
you don't go out on a weekend. Oh, what do you do? I'm a gold panner.
Yeah. There's gold in them there hills.
People find gold, man.
13, 10, 60. One call is all we need.
1019.
The Fox.
The Fox.
One question.
Are you in labour right now?
Are you a billionaire?
Did three sisters marry three brothers?
Are you Amish?
Do you have a panic room?
Have you been abducted by aliens?
Have you married an object?
Have you died?
All we need is one.
We got one!
So this is on the back of a family going for a lovely Mother's Day walk on the weekend Sunday, outskirts of Bendigo, stumbled upon a gold nugget, got it assessed, and have just found out it's worth more than $35,000. That's a bushwalk where you've stumbled on a rock and it's worth 35 grand. Very impressive. And we did think... Well, who else is finding gold in Melbourne? Has anyone found gold, stumbled upon it? And this can't, I'm not going to accept anyone who's opened a jewellery box.
Do you reckon anyone,
No.
Do you reckon someone's dropped that or they've just stumbled? Like, how does it come up?
I think it's been unearthed. Maybe rain, maybe a dingo dug it up.
Thank you. Okay. Thief, would you believe, when you ask in 2019, have you gone gold panning and found gold?
The Black Panther.
Yes.
You wouldn't have thought anyone would call, but...
What?
Diana from Riddles Creek. Hi, Diana.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Diana. Have you found gold?
Well, my husband has, so therefore by default I have. But yes, my husband has found gold. He has a metal detector and like this fancy thing that like he puts in the water. It's like a do-it-yourself pan. And he has found gold. Not $30,000 worth, unfortunately, but a couple of hundred dollars worth.
A couple of hundred.
How much is his device worth?
Yeah, a lot more than that.
Thank you.
Diana's not real happy with the husband, I don't know.
That's great.
Oh, hang on, though. I mean, Eve, that was pretty close, but what about...
We got one!
Another one, Fee.
Riley in Somerville. Hi, Riley.
G'day.
G'day. Riley, now this is your dad. What's your dad stumbled upon?
It has. He's found about $15,000 worth of gold so far.
Wow. Where's he looking for it, Riley, or is that a protected secret?
Oh, I'm sworn to secrecy on that part. I can't.
He's from Somerville. It'll be like Hastings, somewhere down there on the peninsula.
If I was really into this, wouldn't you find out where they were panning and digging back in the gold rush? And you just go to one of those spots.
I think
you?
They found it.
Well, I bet they didn't get it all.
They found most of it.
That's sort of around the area.
Oh, he doesn't want to give away too much. Wow.
We should find an old mine and go and hunt for gold.
That's the dumbest idea so far.
Mate, you wouldn't fit in the mine at the moment. You're pregnant.
Surely our show has better things to do than that.
I wouldn't mind going for gold in those hills.
Let's go prospecting for gold,
guys.
What would you do? Pan, metal detector? How would you go about
I'd
it?
I'd get a
shovel,
massive
old school
bulldozer bobcat and just
and
tear up the
through.
Land. Okay. Tear it up till I see streaks of gold.
Hang on, there's one more here, guys.
We got one!
Aaron in Geelong. Aaron, have you found gold?
G'day, how you going? Yeah, I sure have.
Where did you find it?
So, my late father was a really excellent gold prospector. Ooh. And he knew all the secret locations around Victoria. Hmm. So, he used to take me as a kid to places like Rokewood and out near that way.
Yeah.
And, we found a lot of smaller nuggets, but the big one, the big cream of the crop was a 20-ouncer.
Wow.
So is that worth about 40 grand?
Well, it's, you know, the average price, I think, floating around now is 1.5 or 1.7, K for 1 ounce. So just do the quick math there. And
30?
Yeah.
About 30K.
Jeez.
Now, Azza, when you're out there with your old man back in the day, when you find the little nuggets, does that inspire you to think that there's bigger nuggets?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, we keep going to the end. You know, he was too old and too sick to do it, right? But he kept on going out anyway because he just wanted to find the bigger nugget. The biggest one you can get.
Do you still do it now?
I can't because, you know, I don't have the skill that he had. I just, like, dug the hole.
I just dug the hole. Hey, son, dig.
$30,000.
It fascinates me.
It does, doesn't it? It's like, I love that it's like a talent. It's like me with yabbying. I can't pass that on to Trix.
Oh.
I mean, she could come and watch me.
Well, put the net in.
I'm like a wizard. I just, the yabbies come
okay,
to me.
All right.
I'll do that with Craze okay. in the Murray River.
You guys should go fishing together and gold panning.
You drop the pots in, fresh water. Yeah, mate, the mud's unbelievable.
Okay.
And then you put up a little fire and you sit by the side. You have a couple of frothies, listen to the music. Okay. Then you go out and
it
get
it sounds
the,
like you do nothing.
Yeah, that's 100%. Then you go out, pick up the pods. Boom, bang, cook them up, boil them.
I'm an active yabbier. I lure them in.
All right.
How?
Stealth-like.
Oh, we're going to take a break.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Amy Shark is back, guys. Can you not sing her songs in front of her?
Can't help it.
Came in so hard on the high there.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, yeah. Hey, bitch.
Amy, it's been so long.
I know.
Again, you just keep dominating, world domination, huge superstar. We're
Thanks,
so proud
Viv.
Of you.
You're Thank
absolutely
you so much.
Smashing it.
I'll be honest, when I said I was coming to see you guys, I'm like, Fifth can't still be there though. Yeah. Like, you're like, you're gone.
I'm ready to burst.
You are. Well done though. Like, I'm so proud of you.
I'm surprised the baby hasn't come out kicking because Cocoa Pops and Coke every morning.
Really? Is that the craving?
Sugar.
How bad? It was terrible diet.
I did see them on your desk. Yeah. as they walked in. I was like, hectic.
Now, quickly, guys, obviously there's become a bit of a tradition with Amy Shark and this show. It's almost become like a gift-giving exchange.
Yeah.
We've got a history, don't we, guys, of giving gifts, of receiving gifts.
Yeah, but, guys, this is actually particularly awkward because...
Happy birthday, Amy!
Happy birthday to you.
It's totally fine.
But can we just tell you, we realised that. We thought, oh gosh, we've got to do something quickly. So overnight, we were scrolling all through your life, and then we found an Instagram post where you talked last year about being a huge X-Files fan.
Yeah.
And then we went, we've actually hit up David Duchovny this morning to record a message for you.
No.
Yeah. We were going next level. We just haven't heard back from you.
Oh my God. You don't even understand how excited you got me then. I'm leaving. My heart was in my throat.
He may still come through. Okay. If we get that message, we haven't heard from him yet.
We'll shoot it through to you. We'll DM you with that one.
We think he might be asleep, but that's okay.
That's fine. Look, the thought was there, and that's all that matters.
No, but in the past, we've had Carlton jerseys. What'd you do?
Number 25. Amy got me some merch with Amy Shark on it that I wear when I'm really cold, and I bob out the back just for a little chat.
That's beautiful. A hot jacket.
Good jacket.
It's a good bomber.
When I got my puppy last year, well before I was pregnant, you brought me in a beautiful little shark costume for Lizzie Rosie Cookie Box.
That was a cute touch.
So you brought
another present, so obviously it's for Byron.
Well, that's what's really bad is, like, I know you've got a little baby as well,
but this is a
Fifi Amy sort of thing.
Oh, okay.
Mine must be next show.
It's the next show.
Sorry, Byron. All right.
There she goes. She's getting up to present this.
Oh, wow. Oh,
it's a little bag.
So, okay.
Get her on her microphone.
Yes.
Here we go.
Oh, that is so cute.
Aww.
Look, it's a little shark outfit for the baby.
Wow. Oh, that is a ridiculous. And it's got little flipper feet. Oh, Amy, thank you.
There we go.
Oh,
it's a beautiful moment.
We'll just wait for you to get back on mic.
Just a little heads up. I've got a baby that could probably fit into that.
Yes. As I was on the way here, I'm like, I watch you and your bubs all the time. And I'm like, I didn't bring you anything.
Cool. That's so awkward. Are there even two of them? That's even more awkward.
No, just one.
Just the one. Okay.
That is the cutest baby shark outfit.
I know.
Oh, wow.
I'll have to tell Toes when I get home that Amy Shark doesn't
Please
really
Please don't. I'm coming back. I'm coming back with another one, babe. I'm coming back with another one.
But make sure you go. Look, the first arena, to play an arena in Melbourne as an Australian artist, a phenomenal achievement. And there's another one coming. So this is fantastic. Ticketek.com.au, the 31st of May at Margaret Court Arena. The first concert obviously sold out.
I had proper FOMO when I woke up on Sunday morning, Ames, because I'm not going out, if you've noticed. Oh, I can't do much.
Fine.
And my socials
could take Coco Pops into the arena anyway, I don't think. I don't know if they allow that.
But my socials were smashed by people at your concert, just loving it, and it was amazing. So I feel like I was there because whether they're allowed to or not, they're all filming you.
Honestly, it felt so electric in there, and Melbourne has just taken my music and run since the second I released it. So I think I had one of the best shows of my life at my record.
Wow.
It was amazing. Stuff.
We'll claim her too.
We will. I know you're from the Gold Coast, so no one else will hear this. Melbourne, the greatest city in Australia?
Oh, well, I think it's got to be.
Yay! Wow, there we go. Thanks for bringing the gift for Fee.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks
appreciate it.
Non-gift.
I'll bring more next time.
101.9 The Fox.
Fev, I want to talk about a story that's in the news pretty much every day at the moment. It's all about the really rich Hollywood actors, actresses who have bribed all the big universities or colleges over in the States to get their kids in. And Felicity Huffman would be the highest profile. Yep. Desperate Housewives, married to Academy Award. Is he a winner or a nominee? William H. Macy. I reckon he might have won.
He's been very quiet, Boxy.
Well, this is. I want to bring this up. So Felicity Huffman, she's the wife. He's the husband. She's the
one. Glad you cleared that
good,
up.
Good
I'm
reset.
Really breaking it down. She's been charged.
Yes.
So she's faced court the other day. She's had to stand in front of the judge.
$21,000.
William is nowhere to be seen, and he hasn't
clean
been.
Skin.
He hasn't been charged.
Yeah.
His career hasn't been affected.
Yeah.
Like, Felicity's going to struggle to get jobs after this because
she's
pleaded guilty.
When they make the movie, she could play herself.
Oh, yeah, I see. When they make a movie about this.
100%.
Well, it's embarrassing. What I find, you know, when I watch the footage and you see the footage of Felicity going into court, mind you, the other day, she's holding hands with her brother.
Yeah.
So where's William? I mean, you know, buddy, stand by your woman.
He's really distancing himself.
And
smart.
Well, so you watch the footage and it's humiliating. She's pleaded guilty. She's going in there. This is my read on it.
Yeah.
I think what's happened behind the scenes is they've sat down and they've gone, okay, honey, one of us has to take the hit.
I was just about to say the same thing.
Because if we both go down, we've got no income. Yeah. So if we really want to provide for our girl's future, why don't – but in that conversation, how did he end up the one who doesn't have to face the music?
Well, he
makes
more
money.
Yeah, but he probably makes more money and she probably was the one that paid, so she's taken the bullet. You know, if a plane was flying, Boxy, and one engine went down, it's still going to be all right to land. But if both engines go...
Oh.
Okay, I hear you. So if William, if they've sat on in their lounge room and gone, okay, Felicity, I am the major breadwinner, so it makes sense for my income to be protected. You plead guilty, say you did it on your own, it had nothing to do with me. Felicity goes, yeah, I can see merit in that. Now it's all unfolding.
Mm-hmm.
She's the woman who's walking to court shamed. It's like Cersei, you know, it's... Oh,
hey, well,
no, I was gonna, spoiler. I'm going back to about series four. Okay. Remember when she did the Walk of Shame? Anyway, it's humiliating. I just wonder, even though she's agreed to take the hit, that will fester. Like fast forward in the future. Yeah. She's going to resent
well, maybe they
him
just
for
had
that.
Heads or tails.
No.
Easy. Paper, scissors, rock, and
can
they
I
lost.
Use an example of this. This happens in all relationships. Whenever somebody makes a sacrifice, and I can think of even personal examples. I remember when I had a boyfriend and I was living in Sydney at the time. He was still in Melbourne.
Yep.
And we decided...
Is that when he went to jail? And you,
no, that was... No one went to jail.
Different guy.
And, well, no, he was on parole. And I dated him for like 2 weeks. It doesn't count.
Yeah, because he had to go behind bars for 10 years.
I just met a guy at the Mardi Gras. I didn't know he was on parole. Anyway, so this guy... We sort of decided... what are you doing with your hand?
I've got a sore groin.
Okay,
Can you not massage your groin
don't
at the
do that.
Moment?
Sorry. Continue, Feef. Sorry about him.
It's really
please
sore.
Keep, please, push
sorry
on.
To paint the picture. I'm lying down in front of Feef and he's massaging his groin.
Okay.
Anyway, so I was living in Sydney and we sort of looked at our careers and I had a really great job up there. And so he was looking at moving to Sydney and he came up. We were looking at places to rent and he did end up saying, nah, can't do it. I just can't do it. I'm going to resent you. I'll have moved my life to Sydney for you and I can't do it. So I think there would be people who have moved interstate, have sacrificed their career path so one can go and live their dream and the other can't, and it festers.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd love 131060, have you got something in your relationship that's festering? It's like, I made that sacrifice.
Yeah, I took a hit for Alex and I with all the gambling stuff. I took ownership and said it was me. She started that runway room, which was great.
Alex would have every reason to ring right now and talk about festering.
I sat around and I said, I'll take it, hun.
Alex wasn't betting on the Happy Valley races.
Well, no. Yeah. One in all in. That's what happens when you're married. Yeah.
So the idea is you've agreed to something. You're like, we're both in this together.
Yep.
But you're the one who really made the sacrifice and all
Thank
these
you.
Years later... Oh, it still bugs you.
No, okay, let's take your calls. 131060.
I thought you were talking to me.
Coming up next.
101.9 The Fox.
We were just talking about when things fester in relationships and you maybe make a sacrifice for a partner. Maybe you move into state. Maybe you don't have children. Maybe, I mean, there are big things
take
that you can sacrifice. And you say you're okay with it, but it does fester. So we've been asking Melburnian couples, rip off the Band-Aid and maybe share with us what's festering? We've got Natalie in Boronia. Hi, Nat.
Hi.
Nat, now this is a current festering situation that's going on in your relationship. Is that right?
So it's not a big, massive problem yet, but we have had a few minor arguments over it. And I might have cracked it a few times and he's calmed down and gone away and come back and apologised and said he understands, but it's a bit difficult.
What is it?
So he's American and I'm Australian, and for us to be together, one of us obviously has to move, and it's easier.
So he has to move?
Well, no, I'm the one moving, and I would move whenever, however many times, I would follow him wherever I need to go, but he's underestimating it a lot of time and complaining about how much effort he's putting in, and I'm like, hang on a second, I'm leaving my family, I'm leaving my friends, I'm leaving my career, I'm leaving my home country, I'm selling everything and packing up and moving to a country where they drive on the wrong side of the road and where they don't understand me. And yeah, so it's I've gotten angry.
Hey, Nat, do you want me to be brutally honest?
Yes.
It's never going to work.
Jeez.
No, it's not.
You say that now.
No, it's not, because you're going to go over there and you're going to have one bust up. You're going to have no friends, no family.
But I do have friends and family over there.
You just said you didn't, though.
I've got friends and family here and I've got friends over there, but they're in a different state.
Just quickly, Nat, I reckon I can get to the bottom of this. What does he think he's doing? So he's saying to you, I'm doing so much and you're not. What is he doing?
So we went one way through the process and it hasn't worked out. It's backfired, and that was because I started the process and didn't really investigate it properly and believed it and followed it because I believed it so much. And so we're trying to get our money back from that process, and he's doing a lot of groundwork because it's in America and he's in America and he's American. So he's making phone calls and doing all this stuff, and he's reapplied for a different process.
Sounds a bit hard, doesn't it?
It's not going to work.
It's very hard, but, you know, we're dealing with it.
Go to the lame duck on Saturday night.
No, Pev. She's still in the relationship.
I know, but it's not going to work. I don't think he's on board.
Nat.
Mate, if I had a girl, if I was in America and I had a girl coming over, Boxy, I would be moving heaven and earth to get my girlfriend to come over.
You'd be
I wouldn't be whinging. I'd be going, hun, come over. I'll do everything.
He should be doing that, Nat. 100%. He should be saying,
I wouldn't be whinging about it.
Don't you worry. I've got it all sorted here. Blaming you. Oh, I don't like the sound of it.
Good luck, Nat.
But I love love, so I'd love it to work.
I'd love it to work.
But I think you should stay here.
See if you can. Hey, ring up at 8:30. If you win the 50K, it could make everything.
Thank you for your call, Natalie. Well, we do appreciate it.
I'm fine. I'm trying.
Sometimes
that sounds got me stumped.
There we go. The truth can be tough, but that sounds as though.
Byron.
Thank you.
It's not smooth sailing all the time, is it?
3 past 8.
101.9.
The Fox.
The Fox.
Now, we are planning at the moment, Fev, you're very hands-on, a single mum's baby shower, because you wanted to put on a baby shower for me.
Yeah.
And I said, I love that, but I'm very lucky, and I've got some great friends and family around me who are spoiling me with this upcoming baby. And I, when you're having a baby on your own, and as I've said many times, I've chosen this path, and it's the perfect path for me personally. But it can be difficult on your own.
Yes, some people don't have that luxury.
Absolutely, and they don't necessarily have the support network around them. And pregnancies can be tough, and I'm personally going through a very tough pregnancy at the moment. And I thought to myself, I would love to share this big baby shower with other single mums around Melbourne so they can be celebrated and feel great for a day in a tough time in their life when maybe they've been abandoned while they're pregnant or they don't have the love and support around them.
And some of the stories I've been getting on my Insta, Boxy, are very touching and emotional, and a lot of people have wanted to donate stuff and donate prams and oils. And so I've just put up on my Instagram page a swipe up to head to the fox.com.
Yeah, no.
Page?
Look, here's the best way now, because everyone went to Fev initially.
I'm just saying, because it's on my Instagram.
Yeah, I got you, but here's what you do.
People have written, so they can swipe up now and do that.
Do that, but the easiest way now, fox.com.au. That's where you go. We've set it all up at fox.com.au. So, because Fev's been getting hundreds of DMs, go to fox.com.au. And that's the best place to go now if you want to help out, or indeed if you're a single mum who wants to come along.
And we've said that if you are a single mum, maybe you found yourself pregnant at the moment and you're on your own and you'd love to hang out with us and enjoy a great celebration of your upcoming baby, or maybe you've got a friend and you know she's struggling on her own through a pregnancy. And we've got Sarah from Endeavour Hills on the line. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Fifi.
Now, Sarah, you've got a friend that you think would be perfect and love to come to our single mum's baby shower. Is that right?
I do, yeah. My best friend, she's 22 weeks pregnant. She's got 4 kids already, and her husband's taken off just 2 weeks before she found out she was pregnant, actually. So she's doing it really tough.
Wow.
That's so... Sarah, is he going to be around for the baby, or what sort of...
I don't think so. I'm not too sure, to be honest. It's still all up in the air. There hasn't been much contact.
How old are all the kids?
There's an 8-year-old, a 2, 3, and 4-year-old. Yeah, so it's really hectic at her house and crazy. And
so she's on her own, and does she have family around that can help her? Or
It's a sad story. She doesn't have any sisters, and her mum passed away 5 years ago.
Oh, no.
So she really is doing it on her own every single day. I mean... you know, she's got a couple of good girlfriends that help her out. But, yeah, it's really tough for her.
Well, she's like, I mean, firstly, Sarah, she's very lucky to have you. But I would absolutely, what did you say her name was?
Kate.
Kate, I would love to share this baby shower with Kate if she'd love to come along.
I'm sure she would. She'd be absolutely excited.
That would be great, because it's not just my baby shower. It's for Kate. It's for other women out there who are going through pregnancy on their own, single mums.
Imagine being 22 weeks pregnant with four kids under eight.
I can't. I've got one. And I'm barely coping. So wow. I cannot, cannot imagine.
She's actually in hospital this morning. She, I think she might have preeclampsia.
Oh,
she was rushed
right.
to hospital this morning. Yeah, so it's really tricky when things like that happen with all the other kids.
Oh, Sarah. I mean, this is exactly, you know, what we're talking about. It's a tough journey on your own, particularly when you've ended up in a situation where maybe your partner's left you, like Kate's has. So if you are listening right now and you've got a friend, or maybe it's yourself, we would love to celebrate any other women, other single mums in this baby shower. So fox.com.au. Or if you, the other thing we are, guys,
13, 10, 60.
We need a venue.
A venue.
Where should we put the...
Oh, this is going to be great.
What we're realising, we've been inundated over the last few days, we need a really big, big venue.
Yep.
So 13, 10, 60, if you've got any ideas about where we can hold the baby shower, who we should approach.
Maybe
if
you work
you've
at
got
a venue
and you're
one.
Like, you'd love us to hold it there.
Yeah, well.
I've had a few people DM, and the venues were amazing, but this has got so big, I don't think they fit in some of these venues. It's like, we need the G.
All right. Well, maybe let's not go. Let's get start a bit
you're
lower.
You're the contact, isn't it?
Mate, I tried last time. Remember we wanted to do it in September, and they said, there's a bit going on.
Yeah. We are looking for a venue. So the number right here is 13 10 60 for Fifi's Single Mum's Baby Shower.
101.9 The Fox.
The Fox. It is Fifi's Single Mum's Baby Shower. If you know a single mum who should come along, if you're a business who wants to contribute, we have set it all up at fox.com.au, Fief.
Yeah, and we are hearing some really tough stories of women and single women doing it tough while pregnant here in Melbourne. And I know that Fev has been very instrumental in organising me this baby shower, but I did say, let's open it.
Let's open
it up. To other single mums, because I think there are... You know, it can be a tough time, and it's a really emotional time. And when you're on your own,
283,000.
You're doing lots of things on your own. You're off to ultrasound appointments on your own. You don't have that person there to share it with and go, look, there's a hand, there's a foot. And particularly, we've heard some really sad stories over the last few days of people losing their partners or being abandoned at a time when they're pregnant. And we just want to surround them with lots of love at this baby shower.
But Kate, who we just heard before, who's now in hospital. She's got four kids under eight sitting at home now while she's in hospital with a baby.
I know, on her own, doing it on her own. So we just said, though, we're realising this is getting bigger than we first, like we mentioned it on Monday, and now it's quite big. We need a venue.
It's going to be the biggest baby shower in the world.
So 13 10 60, we said if you know of a venue, or you've got a venue, or you think there's someone we should approach, give us a call. We've got Eve from Mill Park. Hi, Eve.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, good, Eve. We're just looking for a venue for our single mum's baby shower.
That's awesome. Balgowine Estate Winery in the Yarra Valley. It's actually absolutely
done.
Funny.
Fev's in.
Fev wants to be there.
A winery. Wow.
Fantastic.
Yes. And it actually overlooks a beautiful, it's got amazing views, looking the roses. There's actually a day spa there and a pool and accommodation and an amazing restaurant, great food. What more could you want?
That's a great idea.
Is it available this weekend?
Good sell, Eve.
Fev has a separate trip that he'd like to organise with him.
Amazing.
That sounds like a perfect venue for a baby shower. And unbelievable. Thank you for that, Eve. We've got more calls. Lucinda in Donvale. Hi, Lucinda.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Lucinda. Have you got a suggestion for a venue for our big baby shower?
I do. I'm thinking, I work for the City of Burrendurra, and I'm thinking the beautiful Hawthorne Arts Centre right on the corner of Glen Ferry Road and Burwood Road, which is a beautiful heritage town hall.
Oh, nice.
Sounds beautiful.
It's by tram and train, so it'd be easy for people to get there.
Oh, I know it. That's great. I've seen that building. It's a beautiful building.
Stunning, and it's got an art gallery and some beautiful spaces, and it would just be
a beautiful ambient place for people to.
Oh, listen, sounds lovely, doesn't it, Boxy? Great suggestion.
It depends which way you want to go, Faith, because you'll have some stunning venues that are a bit harder to get to. You've got beautiful venues like that that are central.
Yeah.
Going from a winery to an art centre.
Yeah. thank you. Listen to also Natalie in Plumpton. Hey, Nat.
Hi, how are you guys?
Yeah, good, Nat. Very last minute planning a big single mum's baby shower. Any tips for a venue?
Yes, we've got Witchmount Winery. I'm the event coordinator there and cellar store manager. And we'd love to have you guys down. We're only about 35 minutes from the CBD, so nice and close. And we'd love to put some wine packages together for the mum after birth.
Oh, that's so nice. I haven't thought about wine or winery. That's a great suggestion.
And some packages for the host by
Feb's very partial to a winery.
I love wine.
You know what's amazing
wine.
About this, guys? We've got to go to Secret Sound and do other things. There are that many calls coming through, Feb. We could have done this for half an hour. This is unbelievable.
I know. I mean, what happens at times like this when we highlight people maybe who are doing it a bit tough? The way Melbourne and our community step up and they're so generous. We are really a generous city, and
I've had people
we should be
everywhere,
really proud
Boxy,
of ourselves.
Talk when I've walked down the street, when I've gone down the shopping. Oh my God, this is amazing! Fee's baby shower. What you guys are doing is amazing for all the single mums. Really hit a heartstring.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Well, look, and I know a lot of people were DMing Feb, which is great, and he's passed them all on, but we have now set up a webpage. So it's fox.com.au. Go there now, and that's whether you know a single mum who deserves to come along, or if you're a business that wants to contribute, it's fox.com.au.
1019 The Fox.
It was a big day yesterday in Victorian schools. All the schools were taking part in the NAPLAN tests, or were they? What a massive fail. So major disruptions you probably heard in the news yesterday. All the kids have jumped online to do their NAPLAN.
Yep.
And in fact, Fev was watching the news last night. What a wonderful interview this journalist had with a student who very aptly and succinctly explained what happened.
Year 5 at Carlton North Primary, among those forced to take up pencils and papers after technical problems marred the online exam.
I couldn't type because the screen kept on glitching up.
Because we were doing it on a device, the internet cut out, so then there was like 30 seconds maybe of us not doing anything.
I was on the couch, Boxy, giving little Tobes a bottle, and I thought to myself, first thing that came to my head, why didn't this happen when I was at school?
Because we had pens and paper.
Yeah, so like literally, I hated tests, Byron. I hated them. Because I don't know what. Like, I got a really good memory with everything, but when it comes to schoolwork, sieve.
Yeah.
Couldn't remember anything.
So you would want a tech fail. You would hope for it to crash.
I'd be the dude ringing up saying, oh, there's something going on at the school. Evacuate.
But it's the thing about technology. Because it's the future. And
it is.
But it still stuffs up a lot. Like, I would even, you know, you think about back when we were at school and one of the common excuses was the dog ate my homework. Or,
I don't have a sharpener.
But now you could legitimately go, my iPad just crashed or my computer, my laptop. I dropped it and I've lost all my homework. There's great excuses now
great
in the world
excuses,
of technology.
Boxy, because they did the reason why it did crash is because of people trying to hack into it. So they tried to out-hack the hacker, but ended up hacking themselves.
Really?
That's the other thing That's about technology. There's hackers.
Hackers.
And these hackers are kids.
Yeah.
They're very, very bright children, and they're going to beat the teachers at hacking their own tests.
Mate, if I was a smart kid at school and I did IT, I'd be hacking into everything because the school wouldn't know. So you'd be getting all the tests. That's how they all pass.
Well, do you know what I think is so embarrassing for, I guess, the education board of the Victorian Education Board yesterday? It's just a massive tech fail.
Huge fail.
And tech fails can happen at the worst time. Like, Fev, if you're doing a presentation, how many times have we sat in a presentation and somebody gets up with a PowerPoint and they go, we're going to take you through some stuff. Oh, it's not working. I mean, that's, you could be pitching
or
to a client.
Or something else gets played.
Yeah.
Unfortunate.
Oh. What happened there? Oh, yeah, that can happen.
What happened?
Oh, there's been times.
There's been times where.
Did it happen here?
Someone's pressed play on a little bit of a video and the wrong video comes up.
Well, this is the thing. We thought, you know, sometimes you need technology at really important times. Maybe it's tests, exams. Maybe it's work presentations. Maybe it's I know I went for my dad's 70th. I made a movie for him and I got all his great good friends at a restaurant. And I'd spent months making this film. And,
a short film? Cairns.
It was like an hour long film. I interviewed all his friends and family and then I edited it together. Anyway, the restaurant assured me
you
it
did
would
that
work.
All yourself.
Yeah. I did.
No help?
None. Wow. Whatsoever. But they assured me that it would all work and no sound.
Oh.
Like months and months of work.
You know what? I'll tell you what that would be, guys. Here's what that would be.
That's flat. Everybody's always having tech fails.
A PC crashed and now it's stuffed. It's tech fails. Have you tried turning it off and on again?
When did technology let you down? When you needed it the most?
Just a quick one, Boxy. Yeah. You can make an hour movie, but you can't fix the Wi-Fi on your phone.
13
How does
10,
that work?
131060 is the number.
1019, The Fox.
Segway. Everybody's always having tech fails.
A PC crashed and now it's stuffed. It's tech fails. Have you tried turning it off and on again?
Now, the big nap plan test was going on for all our students around Victoria yesterday, and it just was a massive crash, major disruptions. Schools couldn't get online. Kids were staring at blank computer screens. They resorted to pens and paper.
Oh, my God. Imagine.
Mate, they were shocked. The kids were shocked. Pens and paper.
What is that?
I haven't even got my pen license. That last little bit, have you turned it on and off? It reminds me of when you call a company through a box that you have at home that sometimes doesn't work.
Mm.
First thing to say, have you turned it on and off? Mate.
Yes, mate.
Yes. The reason I'm calling you is I'm at the last straw. I don't know what to do.
Now, it happened with NAPLAN. It happens often. Belinda in Devon Meadows. Hi, Belinda.
How you going?
Good, Belinda. Belinda, when have you had a tech fail?
Well, it was just the other day, actually. We had 350 staff members off the computers and off the phone. So all the team leaders had to actually jump on and do it manually. So we take at least 20,000 calls a day. So,
wow.
Yeah, that's a big tech fail. And it's government. So, yeah. Yeah, government.
And is it like they don't have a backup generator?
No, they don't have anything, which is very surprising. They just keep, you know.
So where do you work?
Oh, I can't tell you that one.
I'm just trying to sneak it in there.
Very good try.
I tell you what, though, one of the leaders should pop that on their election campaign.
They should.
I mean, that's
pop in a backup generator.
Just some generators in your call centres.
That sounds very important.
It does.
And if it goes down,
the ATO.
We can't speculate.
I used to work in the ATO call centre.
Yeah, I hope it wasn't like an emergency service.
Certainly better not be that.
It'll be in trouble.
Carly from Geelong. Hi, Carly.
We're in the Fox.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Carly. What's the tech fail you can share with us?
So I was at my girlfriend's wedding in February and the celebrant was reading the vows off an iPad. It was 40 degrees outside and the iPad overheated.
Might want paper backups or?
Yeah.
You win. That is the best. What happened?
He did a really good job actually and just winged it.
Oh, well done. He should wing it anyway.
Imagine, Pete, that'd be shattering though. Like if you hadn't learned it, he hadn't prepped it, didn't remember their names.
But that would be the best. A celebrant, how many times have they done it? A million times. You could just make it up. And only the two people that wrote their vows would know. Would know, but everyone else would go, how good was he?
Beautiful words.
What if their names were written down in front of you? Don't want to.
him and her. Or him and him, or her and her.
Now,
could be anyone.
This is the call we've been excited about because we've got Aaron from South Yarra who is, in fact, a hacker and knows how to hack computer systems. Hi, Aaron.
Morning, Cece. How are you going?
Good, Aaron. Now, you've got a story from when you were younger and you were at school and did you hack the school system?
Yeah, off the record, yes. I was bored one afternoon and class was dragging on and we're in the, you know, the computer lab, about 30 computers.
Was that at Melbourne Grammar? Or?
Well, it's not name.
I won't say what school, to protect the innocent. And the teacher was dragging on and I thought, rightio, let's have a bit of fun here. So I packed classroom. I took control of every single computer in the lab. And then I proceeded to stand up in the centre of the classroom, wave my hand and yell out, I am God. And simultaneously, the CD drive ejected on every single computer.
That's amazing.
Well played.
That's amazing.
Could you hack into other things now, you reckon?
Whoa.
Well, maybe. Yes, no.
Let's hack the election.
Okay. All right. We've all
Trump
had our fun.
Style.
All right. I mean,
there we go.
Aaron's using his powers just there for just a bit of fun.
Yeah, I know. But you know how they're all saying, oh, the Russians did this. They'll be like, Azar and Fev, stuff the election.
Thank you very much, let's Aaron. We Don't are worry. Out of here.
Underworks, the number wonder, down under for socks, and has been for 20 years.